Welcome to day 150 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and I think we're definitely going to finish ahead of schedule. We're in prayer, and more specifically, we're in the Lord's Prayer as a model for our prayer, and more specifically still, we're in the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, which is Thy Kingdom Come. Westminster Shorter Catechism question 102 says that in the second petition, which is Thy Kingdom Come, we pray that Satan's kingdom may be destroyed and that the kingdom of grace may be advanced, ourselves and others brought into it, kept in it, and that the kingdom of glory may be hastened. The second petition, Thy Kingdom Come, is in Matthew 6:10, and in it we pray that Satan's kingdom may be destroyed. According to Psalm 68, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Verse 18, Thou hast ascended on high, Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. And we also pray that the kingdom of grace may be advanced. Revelation 12:10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. We're to pray that ourselves and others be brought into the kingdom of grace and kept in it. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Romans 10:1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. John 17:9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Verse 20, Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And we pray that the kingdom of glory may be hastened. Revelation 22:20, He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let's look at the larger catechism now, the same question. What is, or what do we pray for in the second petition? Answer, in the second petition, which is Thy Kingdom Come, acknowledging ourselves and all mankind to be by nature under the dominion of sin and Satan, we pray that the kingdom of sin and Satan may be destroyed, the gospel propagated throughout the world, the Jews called, the fullness of the Gentiles brought in, the church furnished with all gospel officers and ordinances, purged from corruption, countenanced and maintained by the civil magistrate, that the ordinances of Christ may be purely dispensed and made effectual to the converting of those that are yet in their sins, and the confirming, comforting, and building up of those that are already converted. That Christ would rule in our hearts here, and hasten the time of his second coming and our reigning with him forever, and that he would be pleased so to exercise the kingdom of his power in all the world as may best conduce to these ends. All that we pray in the second petition, which is Thy Kingdom Come, in Matthew 6:10. In this second petition, we acknowledge ourselves and all mankind to be by nature under the dominion of sin and Satan. Ephesians 2:2-3, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. In this petition we pray that the kingdom of sin and Satan may be destroyed. Psalm 68:1-18, which we just read in the Shorter Catechism, and also Revelation 12:10-11, which we also read in the Shorter Catechism. The gospel propagated throughout the world. 2 Thessalonians 3:1, which we read in the Shorter Catechism. The Jews called. Romans 10:1, my heart's desire and prayer for God for Israel is that they might be saved. The fullness of the Gentiles brought in. John 17:9, I pray for those which shall believe on me through their word. Also Romans 11, 25 and 26, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And Psalm 67, throughout, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, etc. We also pray that the church would be furnished with all gospel officers and ordinances. Matthew 9:38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And 2 Thessalonians 3:1, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course, and also that the church would be purged from corruption. Malachi 1:11, for from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. And Zephaniah 3:9, for then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. We also in this petition pray that the church would be countenanced and maintained by the civil magistrate. 1 Timothy 2:1-2, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And we pray that the ordinances of Christ may be purely dispensed and made effectual to the converting of those that are yet in their sins, and the confirming, comforting, and building up of those that are already converted. Acts 4, starting at verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Romans 15, starting at verse 29, and I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. In this petition we pray that Christ would rule in our hearts here. Ephesians 3:14-20. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Also in this petition, thy kingdom come, we pray that God would hasten the time of his second coming and are reigning with him forever. And again, Revelation 22 is quoted, surely I come quickly, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. And that he would be pleased to so exercise the kingdom of his power in all the world as may best conduce to these ends. Isaiah 64, Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire that causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Revelation 4:8-11. And the four beasts each had of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Well, there's a lot that could be said about these petitions, but our time has elapsed, so we'll come back tomorrow on day 151 and look at the third petition that Jesus taught us to pray, which is, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.